music of TikTok is inescapable. Whether you hear it on your phone or in the background at the mall, songs that do well on TikTok usually dominate the charts and your playlists. The social media app is a power player in the music industry, with the capability to launch new stars and reignite love for long-forgotten songs. Dan Waitley is a senior media reporter at Insider, covering TikTok and social media. We spoke with him last year about the influence TikTok was having on the music industry, and he joins us once again to talk about the songs that dominated TikTok this year. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
So when we spoke to you last year, it seemed like the music industry was perhaps just waking up to the impact that TikTok was having on the charts. How have things changed in 2022?
TikTok is no longer the challenger, the newcomer. It's really become a major player in music. And I think because it's established its position in the industry, everyone is paying attention to it now. And so we see record labels and artists and other music industry folks really focusing on the platform, figuring out how they can try to make songs do well there.
Let's talk about Lizzo. She's an artist who's dominated the platform this year. According to TikTok's end-of-year report, she had the most video views in the United States. Her song, About Damn Time, which who doesn't love that song, became the soundtrack of a viral dance trend. It's about damn time. In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a bump, way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now. Okay, so Lizzo is an artist who spends a lot of time on the app. She communicates with her fans via video stitches and promoting her own music. How did you see artists' time on TikTok impact their music's place on the charts?
I think artists like Lizzo that really understand the platform and know how to jump in on trends, they're seeing the most success. And I think that's one thing that really has changed this year from last year is it used to be just a few artists that were doing that, and a lot more have, you know, tapped into the platform and are spending more time really understanding trends in the app.
And some artists have also been able to use TikTok to launch a comeback for themselves, like Meghan Trainor. Her single Made You Look, which went viral on the platform in October, became her highest charting single since 2016. I could have my Gucci on. I go wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look. Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress. You know, her presence on TikTok, Meghan Trainor that is intertwined with influencer Chris Olsen. She featured him in dozens of videos with her new song, and he promoted her music on his own account. How common is it to see artists and record labels partner with TikTok influencers to promote music this past year? And is it always a successful tactic?
It's very common for artists and record labels to hire content creators to promote music. It's a very popular marketing tactic. I think it's become harder to rely on a few creators to make songs really take off just because there's so many more people on TikTok than there was a couple years ago or even a year ago. And so I think that, you know, a lot of music marketers are thinking about how they can still break through. And sometimes that means hiring, you know, dozens of creators to include songs in their videos versus relying on just a few.
Yeah, and you've written about almost the flip side to this, where sometimes artists feel like they're now responsible for their own marketing and brand.
It's been a really interesting shift for performers because social media has become part of their jobs. As schedules have gotten busier for artists, they're starting to feel like things like TikTok and social media are more of a chore and less of a creative outlet. And, you know, we've heard from artists speaking publicly saying that they are frustrated or they feel like they're being pressured by their labels to produce content for TikTok. And it's, you know, kind of exhausting for them.
Well, let's look at older songs that made a comeback. The big standout this year is Kate Bush's 1985 song, Running Up That Hill. It went viral over the summer when it was featured on the fourth season of Netflix's Stranger Things. So she reportedly made $2.3 million in royalties just this year. We also heard ABBA, Earth, Wind & Fire, September on TikTok. What are you seeing with what recording labels are pushing? Older titles or new music or both?
It's one of the most interesting things that's changed with the arrival of TikTok, which is that labels are now paying a lot closer attention to their catalogs and kind of legacy songs that can really get a second life through TikTok. And it's a new business opportunity. I mean, you just mentioned a very large figure for a performer that, you know, has not necessarily been in the cultural mainstream as much lately. That's a whole new fan base for her.
So this year also saw growing popularity of sped up remixes or mashups. That's when a familiar or older song is either pitched up or sped up or layered over another song. And these remixes became popular in their own right and are often featured under videos. What's going on with these sped up remixes? And do they affect the original song's performance on the charts?
They do affect the performance of songs. And a lot of these are mashups that are made by music producers organically. But there are instances where a music marketer or a label will actually pay a producer to create a remix of a song, just to bring it new life.
So I have to say, one of the best parts of TikTok is the fact that someone with no social capital could post a video and rise to fame. You know, this happened for 15-year-old Yaritza Martinez and her brothers, who were part of a band called Yaritza y Su Esencia. They're the children of farm workers, and the trio has spent time picking fruit. And then their song, Soy el Único, went viral on TikTok, catapulting them to fame. Let's listen. Ya déjalo ser eso que eso me dejas ir porque sabes que nadie te puede tratar como yo. Soy el único. So the group was nominated for a Latin Grammy Award, but I'm wondering if the music industry's heavy involvement in TikTok is making these kind of magical moments of organic discovery less common and kind of more manufactured.
I do think that it is harder to win the lottery as an artist. I think, you know, the way that TikTok works, you know, if you end up on the For You page, that's how you get discovered. But it's become harder to do that just because there's a lot more videos being made. And so, you know, I think we maybe are seeing fewer of those organic moments just because there are marketing dollars that are going into pushing certain tracks or certain songs. But there are still plenty of, you know, success stories of up-and-coming performers that get discovered. Maybe they get signed to a record label after they take off. The opportunity is still out there.
All right. And to take us out, choose a TikTok song for us that to you best encapsulates 2022.
Thinking about songs that rose on TikTok organically, there was a remix called Jiggle Jiggle, which was by a DJ producer duo called Duke and Jones. And basically they sampled audio, spoken word audio from an interview with Louis Theroux. And it's quite a funny track. It was really hard to miss on TikTok this year. And yeah, it's called Jiggle Jiggle.
My money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble dribble, you know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact, no slack, but luckily the...
All right, thank you, Dan Waitley, senior media reporter at Insider, covering TikTok and social media. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Push, Notting Hill Gate, my Fiat skate with a crate of Cabernet, but not today.